You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hey everybody, this is Ted DiBiase, the Million Man. And if you want to get your money's worth, stay right here because you're listening to Knockouts and Three Counts. And remember, everybody's got a price for the Million Dollar Man.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
Knockouts and Three Counts.
Yes, sir. This is Knockouts and Three Counts, and we're here with another episode of Podcast Gold. Kyle, how you doing, man?
Not too bad.
It's just us this time, man.
Yeah, it tends to happen a lot.
It's been a while since, you know, we...
That wasn't me.
Are we doing this? Wait, hold on. Are we doing this? Hold on. Who'd have thought? Watch, this is going to be the episode that takes off, man. Like, we sat here, spent all this money talking wrestling and MMA, and us eating food into microphones is what's going to make this show blow up, man. But it's going to be us on this episode, just, you know, shooting shit, talking a little wrestling, MMA. It's been a while since we've done one of these. We'll talk about Fastlane, which is coming up this weekend, which I'll be in Cleveland for that one.
That's payback, bitch.
You've been waiting for that, haven't you?
Well, you don't realize it, but you could ring the bell for yourself a lot, too.
Yeah, I've been to a couple fights.
Because the majority of the time that I'm there, you're there a lot of the time.
But, yeah, we're going to talk a little bit of Fastlane, talk about what's going on in the business, getting ready for WrestleMania to build up. We're going to talk Kofi Kingston. And we're going to talk a little bit of MMA, you know, UFC 235. Was this past weekend? So we'll talk that. Oh, got a friend coming in tonight. We'll talk about all that stuff. But go ahead and introduce yourself, all your social medias, and anything you got coming up, sir.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit, N-O-K-O-U-T. Make sure you're following the show page, Knockouts and Three Counts Podcast on Facebook. Make sure you're also following us on Twitter and Instagram. We're trying to get more active on there, at KO3CPod on both of them. And also, if you're all of our MMA fans that listen, this Friday I will be there along with Miles Fury Jury, past guest of the show. He's going to be doing a seminar at American MMA Friday night from 6 to 8. And then the following weekend we've got his fight party at House of Shamrocks March 15th. And
come on out.
Yeah, come the fuck out. We're going to be there, have some fun. And also, on that same night, I will be buying the pay-per-view just to show some love to past guests of the show, Shane Taylor, who's going for the Ring of Honor television title against Jeff Cobb. March 15th, same night.
Wow. That lets you know. Well, that's neither here nor there. I didn't know there was a pay-per-view this weekend.
Next weekend. Yeah.
I did not know that. And who's he going up against?
Jeff Cobb.
And that's for the championship?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, shout out to Shane Taylor, man. You want to bring that belt home, man, and come on the show, man. Show that bad boy off.
I know you saw them tweets earlier.
Wait, was it all your announcements and all your good stuff?
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, and also, this weekend, shout out to last week's guest, Tony Herbie. He'll be fighting Chaos Williams.
I think I have an idea who this might be calling in.
Hi, Tony.
It's me.
It's Tony.
Holy shit, 3 weeks in a row, circle it in red.
Hey, you know what? I'm back in full effect.
I like it. I got no problem with it.
That's what's up, man. Why don't you go ahead and throw your social medias and anything you got coming up, sir?
Yo, Tony Thunder, I don't know how long I'm going to do the social medias because I might go back on hiatus, so catch me while you can. World Stars BCWA, y'all already know that tag tournament, the tag gauntlet is coming up. We winning. We taking it over. For y'all who don't know, you see the reactions we got versus everybody else. They want us to win. We're going to win.
Yes, sir. You and the baddest.
This weekend. Huh?
I said you and the baddest.
That's right. Who the baddest?
The World Stars.
World Stars. That's right.
Damn right. You win me.
This weekend, I'm in Marion, Ohio at SAW Wrestling. Anybody in the area, check it out. That's about it right now.
Real quick, how far is that from Cleveland?
Actually, from what I know, it's really close to Cleveland. It's not too far from Upper Sandusky.
What day is that?
Yeah.
What day?
Is that Saturday?
Oh, yeah, that's Saturday.
Okay. Man, I might stop through there, man. I'm going to be in Cleveland for Fastlane, dog.
Oh, what? Yeah, stop through, man. Definitely.
Wait, was that
your boy kick somebody's face off?
Definitely, definitely. But yeah, go ahead, man. I didn't mean to interrupt, man. Go ahead. Wait, what's your announcements?
Oh no, man. Just shout out to everybody in the tag tournament except Studio 86. And yeah,
except Studio 86.
Except Studio 86.
You're petty.
Whoever said that?
Wait, who's that in the background?
A gangster.
She's claiming to be a gangster, I suppose.
Hey, we don't want no smoke over here on Knockouts and Three Counts, man.
Man, don't even worry about it.
Man.
She's frail.
Don't start all that.
Anyway.
Uh-oh. Sounds like you might have a match ahead of time.
Don't make me get worms. Anyway, back to what we
Big
were saying,
perm.
Everybody. You know, we got you know, things coming up. And speaking of things coming up, how often have you guys been mentioning the thing for the rest of us?
We have not made that official yet, so we're holding off until that's, you know, you don't want to count your chickens before they hatch. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I count some of them as twins.
let's just say
it's called manifestation, brother. It's called manifestation.
He's speaking them into existence.
No. Like off air, yeah, we're definitely manifesting this. It's just, you know, you got to cross the T's and dot the I's and all that good stuff.
Okay, you don't want to burn no bread. Okay, that's
exactly,
I get you.
Exactly. But
we want to eat sandwiches, not toast.
I have never heard that metaphor before in my life, but I'm stealing it.
Well, you get yourself toasted? I know Randy get his subs toasted.
I get my subs toasted.
Randy says no, he does not toast his subs at Subway and or
I do not. I thought Randy was cool. He ain't cool.
I worked at Subway before the toasters were there, and I prefer it not toasted.
Before Subway had toasters?
Yeah.
You're showing your age, Randy.
I'm 35.
He's like,
nobody could
I don't
call you while
fuck.
You were there because you had to be at home on that cordless phone.
Dog.
Anyway, let me throw my stuff out there. I'm Devin. You can find me on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinThe63. You can find me on Instagram, All Steak No Sizzle. Make sure you check out the Reality Era news page where we talk wrestling. Yeah, lately we've been posting a lot of pictures of like wrestlers that have passed and Hall of Famers and stuff like that.
Oh, man.
It's a lot going on.
R.I.P. King Kong Bundy.
It's a lot going on.
Yeah, man.
And
Harley Race got cancer.
I know, dude. It's killing me.
And then, like, somebody else passed too.
Pedro, was it Pedro Morales?
No, Finkel's sick.
No, Finkel's really sick.
Yeah, that's Howard Finkel's sick.
They said Flair's on his deathbed too. I don't know how true that is. But
I didn't
heard
hear
that
anything
over the
about
weekend.
That.
Really?
Yeah.
It wouldn't shock me after last year for sure. Man. Damn it, Batista, man. It's all your fault.
Yeah, but,
I know, right? Now, see, if Flair, like, God forbid, Flair died before
that would be
Mania,
a motherfucker, dude.
Batista's going to have the most heat in wrestling history.
Dude, they'll be I guarantee you. In New York, too, they'll be throwing shit at him.
Yeah. Yeah.
In New York, they'll be throwing shit for sure.
So, what topic you guys want to start off with?
Well, we should fill Tony in, since we were talking about, you know, all the things that we got going on. I know for one, why don't we start with, have you caught any of the Ring of Honor stuff lately, Devin?
It's been a while due to circumstances.
I got you.
Hashtag life and
but
bullshits.
Before you got on the line, Tony, we were talking about how past guest of the show, Shane Taylor, has been showing mad love on
to be the new Ring of Honor champion.
Yeah, so he was, he was showing mad love on our Twitter earlier because I was tweeting about it when I saw that they announced the match between him and Jeff Cobb for the TV title.
That's going to be a great match.
And he was showing some love. I was talking to him. I said, yeah, dude, you got to come back on and come mess with us. So that's just all the more reason for
you
me to watch
come back
that.
On as champ. You know, next time they come to Dearborn, which I heard is soon, they're going to be in Michigan soon. I don't think it's Dearborn, but they're going to be
It's Grand Rapids.
In Michigan soon.
Yeah, it's Grand Rapids. Grand Rapids, May.
Yeah, man, we gotta get them over, man, with that title.
I would totally be down with that. Also, shout out. We had we were getting a lot of traction off that, man. Kevin Gill, that was formerly part of Conan's podcast and a bunch of other different stuff, and does a lot of stuff with JCW and stuff, was watching our stuff too. So, yeah, shout out to Shane Taylor, and good luck to him and his TV title match against Jeff Cobb.
That's gonna be a really good match, man.
I agree.
Oh, shout out to Human Tornado too, man. He back doing his thing. We all thought that he was gonna, you know, retire, but he decided not to, man. He's still out there killing it. Shout out to Human Tornado. Sure.
I'm gonna start calling him the Brett Favre wrestling, man. It's like he retires one day, the next day he comes right back, man.
So, Devin, first of all, fuck you. But second of all, why don't we just dive right into all the new developments we had on Raw. Now you've manifested that triple threat into becoming a thing, you piece of shit.
Well, one thing, I didn't see Raw, so once again, you know, hashtag life, hashtag bullshits. But yeah, I knew that was going. Come on, man, that was like the most.
I didn't say I didn't see it. I didn't say I didn't see it coming. I just said I would have rather it been 1-on-1.
I would have rather it been 1-on-1 too, but it's predictable. But Tony, I'm glad we got you on this episode, man, because I got to ask a question.
Oh, man.
I got to ask a question. I don't know how far inside you can go. If I'm out of bounds, you let me know. But
okay.
I heard a theory. And what that theory is the reason why they're making this a triple threat match is because Ronda isn't the most experienced wrestler, right? So they need someone in that match to be kind of the point guard, to call the plays, to be general. The general. And they need someone to take the pin that's not Ronda Rousey or Becky Lynch. That's just what I heard.
Okay.
So
now that's not really crossing any boundaries or anything, I would say.
Okay.
Because it's really not giving away anything in the business that hasn't already been said countless times. I mean, because obviously you guys know these things without me ever having to say it to you guys.
Right.
I can see that being one of the biggest reasons is that, you know, you don't want to pin Ronda, you know, with her being who she is, and she still has a reason to come back and get angry. But you can tell, they're doing such good. And I said this maybe, well, this is 2019, so I said this maybe 8-7 years ago, that social media would start having rivalries. There will be social media rivalries, and that things would happen online that pertain to the WWE story, that if you weren't on social media, that you're not into what's going on.
Right.
If you've seen the after cut on Raw from last week, Ronda was putting hands on Becky. And we all know Ronda got a thin skin. We all know that you say something about her husband and she'll miscommunicate you. Like, we know that Ronda has a very thin skin when it comes to saying anything about her husband.
Right.
And it kind of looked like Ronda was throwing some potatoes at her. She was throwing some stiff shots. You know, it looked like she was giving her some.
So I wouldn't be shocked at that at all, because just like you mentioned on the whole social media tip, I don't know if you guys saw it. Obviously, Tony, I'm going to imagine you did see it. But Ronda definitely got heated, at least to some degree. I don't know how much, but she was. I would be willing to bet money that she was pissed a little bit, because she come out and goes, she's fucking trying to go all the way in talking about Rebecca Quinn, I'm going to beat the fuck out of you on Twitter.
She talked about her armbar being shit. She mentioned that F word that wrestlers hate, and she called Becky Lynch by her government name. I'm like,
Said she was going to beat the shit out of her. Didn't
hold
any words. Straight up said, I'm going to beat the shit out of you. There wasn't no dancing around it. So
Tony, my question to you is, man, like, okay, obviously that there has to be some okay with this because it's on their social media, but
from what I've seen, the tweets are gone. And maybe that could be more to the whole, you know, work aspect to it. Oh, delete it. It's not good. You know what I mean? To make it look more crazy. But, you know, they're working me. You know, if it's legit, I'm into it. I'm all ears. I'm watching. I believe it, you know,
because like totally I said, hear your background
put everything together, it looks like, you know, they were just online talking and, you know, things went a little too far. Ronda got pissed. WWE made them take it down. And then on Raw, you know, yesterday, she put the hands on Becky and you could see it. And like her arm bar wasn't her regular arm bar where she gives you room.
Tony. Yeah,
that's me.
Turn off your background noise.
Are you having a sexy R&B party over there, man?
Now, when you fucks with DPG, you got to know you're a real street nigga, okay, Randy? Just wanted to put that out there. all right. But no, long story short, man, they got me hooked. I'm biting on it. You know, they're working me if it's a work.
They didn't work the worker?
Yeah, man.
Do you okay? So let's get right into it then. Do you?
Well, Kevin Nash is one of those guys who believe that you should work the boys, but a lot of the boys find it disrespectful, you know, and it's not the right thing to do, you know. It's but you know, with me not being in the WWE, I'm not one of their boys,
right?
So you
right.
know what I mean? It's a different take.
So here's my question then. With all that being said, with the Ronda and Becky thing, and now we know that there's going to be the match between Becky and Charlotte this weekend at Fastlane. Who do you got winning that? And before we go into the UFC, did you guys peep the shirt that Becky wore to UFC 235?
No, I didn't.
So it was her and Seth and shit, there was somebody else. It was her, Seth, and Renee. And one other person, and she had a shirt saying "I own Ronnie" on it. The UFC 235. Like, damn. Becky is the king of social media right now. Like,
I got Charlotte coming out of that one.
Really? But then that would mean Becky's not in the match, at least theoretically.
So yeah, I didn't see Raw. So like, the winner goes to WrestleMania.
What if one of them wins by disqualification? What if it's a double count out? What if Ronda get involved?
Okay. Like,
there's so many factors going into it that could keep,
I said sure. Good point.
Yeah, there's many factors that can go into it to still make the triple threat at WrestleMania happen. You know, but
okay. So if you had to guess, how do you see him kind of
giving Charlotte some momentum going into Mania? So everybody's counting Charlotte out because everybody's looking at Ronda, everybody's looking at Becky. Nobody's really. Like noticing that Charlotte is like a 10-time champ already, and she's gonna have that lineage before she leaves. So there's a very good possibility that Charlotte might leave Mania with the title. It's kind of like the Chris Jericho with the Rock, Austin, and Triple H thing. Everybody was talking about Rock and Austin and Triple H. Nobody factored in Chris Jericho, and he ended up walking off as the first undisputed champion.
Right. Well, first I just found out that match was happening because, like I said, haven't watched Raw yet, but. So is that match to see who faces Ronda Rousey?
Originally, it was supposed to be a one-on-one with them two for the title. But then Ronda came out on Raw and said, I never gave you the title. She said, I gave you a week to think about it to make your decision. She said, give me my belt back. And then that's when Ronda turned heel and fucking cut a huge promo on everybody.
Okay.
Which I have to say, Tony, and I want to hear your thoughts on it since I'm sure you saw it. Me personally, I think that's the perfect way for Ronda to be because it seemed more authentic.
Wait, did she use a lot of, was she talking a lot? They shortened her promo.
It was a shorter promo, but okay. She was straight heel though. It wasn't a babyface promo at all. Like she was cutting into people the whole promo.
They were giving her too much to say, man.
Like shortened the promo and good. She turned heel. And I thought with what she said, I thought was well done. What do you think, Tony?
Good job, Bruce Prichard. Bam.
I mean, she's doing her thing.
I think that was her best promo yet.
Because she's easier to hate. I mean,
she's a natural heel. She's a natural heel. I've been saying it. Like, she needs to turn heel. She's a natural heel.
Well, I mean, even if you watched the...
Oh, we lost Tony.
Tony?
My bad, I was cutting out. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, all right. If you go back and you watch The Ultimate Fighter with Miesha Tate and Ronda Rousey, that if you watch it, it'll make you hate Ronda. Like, I legit did not like Ronda watching that. I'm like, she's such a bitch. Like, yeah, she's a bitch.
She's just naturally a heel. She's really a nice person, but she comes off as a heel.
And I mean, it plays into the narrative that wrestling a lot of, like, I shouldn't say wrestling fans, but the diehard wrestling fans that are like, oh, it's another UFC guy trying to come over and, you know, take WWE spotlight. You know, I mean, naturally, like the diehard wrestling fans, a lot of them didn't like her. So I think turning her heel only plays into that more. And I feel like if Monday was any.
I think at the same time they kind of had to because the crowd was starting to go the other way.
No, that's exactly what I was getting at. I think it only further plays into that because you already kind of have the diehards that weren't so fond of her, and now you've turned her heel, which gives her a whole new range of what they were able to do with her. And B, I think if that promo was any evidence to what she could do as a heel, I feel like her promos will be much better.
Definitely.
As a whole, as a heel.
But I guess my thing is that I'm glad they're not trying to force the babyface out of her like they kind of did with Roman Reigns.
Okay.
Like they're saying like, oh, naturally she's naturally a heel and people are naturally starting to turn on her. They're not trying to force her to go out there and keep doing these babyface like promos or whatever. So, yeah, I'm glad to hear that. Speaking of
Roman Reigns, what did you guys think of, well, again, you didn't see Raw, but Tony, I'm sure you did. So we saw, you know, Dean Ambrose have his match and go down and lose.
Again.
And Roman and Seth came out to help him, and now it's been announced that it's going to be The Shield versus McIntyre, Bobby Lashley, and Baron Corbin in a six-man.
At Fastlane?
Yeah.
I'll be there.
And yeah, ring the bell again, asshole. Now it's your turn. I'd love to hear you guys' thoughts on that. I actually like the way they did it because, like you guys were saying, I feel like it almost kind of seems, even though we already know Dean's leaving, it kind of feels almost organic this time. Like, it seems like Dean's saying shit that you might see him say on the outside. What are your thoughts, Tony?
I can see it happening. I mean, it's coming to a point where we don't really know. Cause like, I mean, like, you know, I don't like the dirt sheets.
Oh, yeah.
The dirt sheets are saying Dean is leaving. You know, the WWE never said that Dean Ambrose is leaving.
Yeah, they did.
They did.
It came out on their website. They said it themselves. He's leaving in April.
That's a word.
Right? That's what I thought, too.
That's going to be my question. Like, but do you actually believe that? Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. I thought that, too. But,
I think, like, most times when the WWE announces things like that, it's after the dirt sheets, enough of the dirt sheets to set it to where people are believing it and talking, you know, like everything now is, oh, is he going to AEW? Oh, he's going to AEW. Oh my God. You know, like, oh, CM Punk is talking and said that he wouldn't mind working with AEW. You know, it's just like, to me, it's just too much too fast and anything could change. Dean, you know, could sign his name on a dotted line tomorrow and stay after April.
CM Punk.
You know what I mean?
Right.
What?
I said, a la CM Punk, like, you know, when that happened with the whole Money in the Bank thing. They said he signed his contract during Money in the Bank, and halfway through Money in the Bank, he still hadn't signed. So, I mean, I think at least if you were going to try to get the one more run out of the Shield, which they were trying to do before Roman had, you know, his health issues, which congratulations, he's defeated leukemia again.
Definitely.
But, you know, that's what they were trying to push towards before all this happened. Yep. I think this is probably the most, I don't want to say non-forced, but organic way, if there is one, to put them back together.
Well, I mean, I personally believe the Shield is cursed. And
it's hard to argue.
I do think the Shield is, I'm sorry, the Shield is fucking cursed. It is. Look at everyone they've ever had. I think they're cursed. And I also think that, I don't really know how to put it, but the best way for me to say it is they wanted that Shield union before Roman announced the leukemia. They were rolling with it during the leukemia thing before Dean turned. And with Roman putting it into remission sooner than they expected, they kind of maybe just put back into plans what they had in store for them as a team. And I don't think it's more organic than it is something that was already planned. I wouldn't go as far as saying that it's forced, but I don't definitely think it's not organic.
I guess maybe organic's not the right word, but I'm saying out of all the ways you could have gone to that, like, I don't think there's many ways that they could go back into the Shield where it wouldn't seem like they're just trying to rehash it again to where this kind of almost seemed like, especially with Seth saying, you know, well, I mean, yo, I don't fuck with Dean.
This one is kind of like the quirkiest, weirdest one. So you got to think Dean and Seth was just like in a rivalry a couple, like,
yeah,
just not that long
exactly.
ago. And then it's like, oh, let's just forget all of that happened. They're at a Shield again. It's just like that seems a little bit more forced than any other reunion they had.
And I was going to say that. It's like, I know they kind of did like this whole reset thing, but it's like some things you kind of can't forget, man. It's like,
you can reset anything in pro wrestling. That's the beauty of it.
But I mean, like literally, like one day, like Dean Ambrose is like, "Hey, why didn't you come out there and help me?" He's like, "Dude, for like the past 2 months, you've been trying to kick my ass." You know what I'm saying? It just seems sometimes it just seems weird.
So that brings me to a perfect question that I want to hear both of your guys' thoughts.
It's a perfect question.
Yeah, it really is.
It better be perfect.
So we were talking. You were talking about Bruce Pritchard earlier. Like, thanks, Bruce Pritchard.
Shout out to Bruce.
And you just said yourself, Tony. You know, there can always be a reset in wrestling. You know, I mean, for years it was like Pritchard said it on his podcast. I don't know how many damn times he said, "I don't think I'm ever going back." Which
I can prove to you guys that wrestling can reset at any moment. All right, here's proof. A dead man came back to life to be a biker, only to die again. Okay, so that is in itself wrestling.
Hashtag wrestling. I mean,
but no, go ahead, Kyle.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, you're talking about how anything can be reset, but now we've seen, you know, him coming back. I mean, it was a known fact. Like, even Pritchard had said it himself, among other people. Like, he didn't think he was ever coming back. Now you've got him back. What do you think bringing a guy like Bruce Pritchard, who we all know was like Vince's right-hand man for a while, you know, what does bringing somebody like him who's got that old school mindset from the territories and stuff like that, what benefits do you think that could have with creative going forward?
Wait, let me answer that one first. To me, last week, as far as SmackDown and Raw, was probably the best 2 weeks, I mean, best two shows that they've had since they announced this whole, you know, oh, we're changing things. And for some reason, I didn't make the correlation that, oh, Bruce Pritchard is back, and he just happened to come back that same week. I'm not saying it's all because of Bruce Pritchard, but something happened last week where I could tangibly see there was a change where, like, pretty much, like, everything that happened on Monday Night Raw and SmackDown had it seemed like it had a plan to it, or it drew me in at some point. So I'm already saying it. I like I said, I didn't see Raw yesterday, and obviously I'm not watching SmackDown right now, but just in those two shows from last week, I already see a difference.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, you still got that Vince filter.
Definitely.
You know, you got to go through Vince. And you know, you look at guys who worked with McMahon, and they all mostly say that he's really hard to work with. So, I mean, if something is happening, you can't, like you said yourself, you know, you really just can't say, oh, it's because of Bruce Pritchard, but you can't tell everybody that.
True. And I forgot who we were talking to Sunday, and we were talking about, you know, the direction that they're going in right now. And something that I did not think about was the fact that next year, the XFL is kicking off. And right now, I kind of feel like they're going into a story where they're almost going to start pitting Vince versus Stephanie and Triple H. And maybe they're setting up a storyline down the line where Vince goes away so he can go completely focus on the XFL. I didn't think about that. It's a theory out there. But when you have, you know, Vince, you know, interrupting matches and say, "Hey, we're taking Kofi Kingston out and we're putting Kevin Owens in," or he's saying, "I'm putting Charlotte Flair in a match," he's kind of asserting his authority right now. They're kind of setting it up where,
like, he's out of touch.
Yeah, like they're making it to a storyline now. So that lets you know that they are listening. They hear, you know, all the rumor and innuendo of what the talk is, and I'm very interested to see how they play this out. I will say this. I'm at a point right now where I'm not really making any snap judgments. I'm just waiting, sitting back and watching and see how this plays out. But I will say this. If Kofi doesn't get the match at WrestleMania, I will be pissed. Because I was supposed to go see him at Fastlane.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if not only that Kofi didn't win at Mania, I wouldn't be surprised if Kofi didn't have a match at Mania.
Wait, what?
And it has nothing to do with, oh, WWE's racist, and they don't want a black champ. They've had a black champ, and I'm tired of people saying that.
Right.
If you look, hold on, let me rant right quick, because these people need to hear this, man. It has nothing to do with race. If you look at the WWE title itself in the 90s, there was probably, well, during the Attitude Era, which is like, what would you guys say? Maybe a good 10-year span? 7-10 years?
Yeah, I would say.
Actual Attitude Era? I'd say that's probably like a 5-year span.
Yeah, I would say probably like 97 to 2001, maybe.
Yeah, 1-2, somewhere in there. Yeah.
Okay. During that time period, how many people were WWE champions?
Probably like what? 4 or 5?
Right. So out of that 4 or 5, one of them's black, and we don't want to credit that. Like, the WWE title is a prestigious
title. Especially back then.
Not everybody can have that title. There's tons of people that you can say deserve the title that never got it. Owen Hart, Mr. Perfect, Rick Rude. Some people say William Regal was caliber champion. Like, you look at these great talents and great wrestlers that's never been WWE champion, and it has nothing to do with the color of their skin.
The Rock
being a black man who was a WWE champion is something that, you know, we should be proud of, instead of saying, oh, the Rock doesn't count because they don't call him black. They do call him black. They show him during the Black History Month specials and ceremonies and things they do. But if you want to talk about his lineage of where his family came from and his wrestling abilities, you have to credit that to Samoans, because his dad was the only one on his black side that wrestled. So you go talk about The Rock being such a great wrestler because his dad taught him, or you gonna say The Rock's a great wrestler because he had guys like Yokozuna, Rikishi, after the Wild Samoan? You know what I mean? Right. High Chief Peter Maivia. You got all these caliber wrestlers, and you're gonna credit his wrestling to his dad or his Samoan side? Come on now. Right. Like, people don't want to see it that way. They just want something to complain and cry about. It. We all know that, you know, Vince does racist gimmicks. We've seen Crime Time. We've seen Mexico, but you gotta also look at Becky's first gimmick. Look at Sheamus' gimmick. He's super Irish.
Exactly. Becky came out there Irish dancing. Like,
it's not just black people. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just Vince hates black people. It's not that. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, I don't think they're going to give Kofi that moment at Mania. I would love to see it. But my theory is that he gets a random match, either the Raw or SmackDown after Mania, and becomes champion that night.
So you don't see Kofi at least getting a match and losing at Mania?
No, the night after he'll win the title, but I don't see him doing it at Mania. I would love to see him do it at Mania, but we all know that the Raw and SmackDown after Mania is like as big as this is part of the weekend. It's just as big as everything. So him winning it that night would mean a lot, but not as much as him winning it at Mania. You know what I mean? Like I said, I would love to see him win at Mania. I just don't.
So
I don't see it happen. I see because if you look at it right now, they're pissing off the fans by making the fans think none of these matches are going to happen. And everybody's like, oh no, it's going to happen. Watch, they're going to give us what we want. And then when you don't get it, it's like, really? That's fucked up. I'm pissed. You know, how dare they do that? And then, boom, got you. Here's the title to Kofi. And then you're like, oh, shit. Oh, but they should have did it at Mania. They couldn't give him this moment at Mania. Because fans can't ever be fucking happy.
So that brings me up to a good question that, again, I want to ask, hear both your guys' thoughts on, because I got a feeling you're both going to have opposite side of the spectrum on this one. So exactly referencing what you just said, Tony, I was listening to Sam Roberts' podcast on the way over here. And he was talking about how, in his opinion, he talked about just that. He said fans are so quick to say, oh, well, Kofi's not getting his shot and blah, blah, blah. And it's bullshit against Kofi and all this. And Sam's like, dude, if you actually have watched wrestling long enough, that's exactly what they want, because you're pissed.
It's happening at
Vince.
It's happening that weekend.
Yeah,
it has to.
They're painting Vince as the bad guy right now.
Right.
And so that brings me into another question.
Well, see, that's the problem. They've been painted Vince as the bad guy. Mm-hmm. Vince has always
took
the bad rep for anything that didn't go good in the company. And that started with the Attitude Era. When mm-hmm. Brett went out there and, Vince, it's because of you. You put the title on this guy instead of me. And how dare you? And people was like, wait, Vince McMahon? I, for one, remember when Vince was first announced as the owner of the company, I was like, the announcer is the owner of the company? The announcer?
The guy wearing the denim Raw jacket? Really?
Yeah.
So that...
And I always loved Vince as commentator. I think he was
I thought he was great.
One of the best commentators. Just like Vince is as good as commentating, and some people hate it, but it's, I think Vince to commentating is Brock Lesnar to selling. Like, Brock Lesnar sells one of the best in the business, and he doesn't get that credit.
So that is perfect segue to what I was going to ask you. Another thing that I've been seeing a lot, and we've had a lot of people comment on our posts about it and things like this too. What are your guys' thoughts on, since we've seen at this point that DX has been announced to the Hall of Fame? I was listening to X-Pac because he was the guest on on Sam's show. Yeah. And he said, you know, he goes, do I think that China deserves to be in the Hall of Fame on her own? He goes, yeah, sure. But he said, dude, he said, you got to look at it this way. He goes, although I'd like to see it myself, obviously I've got a little bias in the situation. He said, you've got to look at it this way. He goes, you got to learn to count your victories. He said, for me to go in the Hall of Fame, even if it is with DX, you know, and not on my own, he goes, I'm honored to even be in there. And that's a win in of itself. And he said, for China and everyone else that's saying, you know, oh, you know, China should go in herself, which I personally think she should. He was like, you know, there's some hills you just got to choose when to know when to die on. And China going to the Hall of Fame, period, is a big enough step. So well, what are your guys' thoughts?
I think I said it the night that when they got announced that they were going into the Hall of Fame. I don't know if it was like a conversation between us, but I said, well, this is their way of getting China in without putting China in, you know, by herself. And I'm like, it's that, like, basically this is how it's going to happen, because they don't want to put her in there by herself because of her past or whatever. But it's one of those things.
Do you think it cheapens it?
Yeah, I think it does. But she's in there. You know what I mean? Like, people wanted her in there. She's in there. So, I mean, this is WWE throwing everybody a bone. And plus, you know, X-Pac gets in, which he probably would have gotten in by himself.
I think he's got enough career to do that, especially with the run with the NWO and just what he's done as a whole.
But now here's the thing. Now, later on down the line, we know Triple H is going to go in on his own.
See, that was what was funny. Pac also said he doesn't think that Triple H would ever want to put himself in on his own.
Yeah, that's that Vince mentality.
Okay.
They said that's what they compared it to. That's exactly what he said. He said, I don't think Triple H will ever go in the same as I don't think that Vince will ever put himself in.
Okay, or question. Do you think the New Age Outlaws should be in on their own?
I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. I just wanted to say before we got forward that I agree with X-Pac, but go ahead.
But okay, so if you think the New Age Outlaws are going to go in by on their own, why not put China in on her own?
I think they should. I didn't say I think they're going. I mean,
there's a difference between thinking yes, the New Age Outlaws should be in the Hall of Fame alone, but will they be? No,
I don't think so.
So I mean, but if that
should they be? But see, the only person that's a double in the Hall of Fame is Ric Flair
and Shawn Michaels now.
Well, yeah, now Shawn Michaels, yeah. Hogan was originally supposed to be that guy with the NWO in his thing, but we all know he's not in the Hall of Fame right now. But,
he's probably back in there now.
they put him back in?
I think they reinstated it.
He's back on TV, so I don't see why they wouldn't reinstate him back into the Hall of Fame, you know. I mean, that's not official, but I'm just saying, you know, he was on TV for the Mean Gene Okerlund and, was it that Saudi Arabia show, so why wouldn't they put him back in the Hall of Fame, you know what I mean?
I don't know. That's a good point. But yeah, no, I agree with X-Pac in this state.
I'm glad she's in.
I personally would like to see China there by herself. I just don't see it happening right now.
So let's switch gears for a minute, because we talked about this in the intro before Tony called in.
Is John Jones the greatest of all time? Yes, fuck the no. fuck he is.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. Here we go.
Yes, the fuck he
Absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Took that kid apart. Bam.
Oh, he did.
No question.
Greatest of all time.
John Jones could be high on coke and beat the shit out of somebody. That makes him the absolute greatest of all time.
The only thing that's ever beaten John Jones is goddamn drug test. Other than that, he's undefeated.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Greatest of all time. Oh, hey. Who saw Kamaru Usman winning the championship?
Usman beat the fuck out of it. I mean, I'm not surprised he won the title, but the way he did it, holy Jesus.
Yeah.
He beat the fuck out of Woodley.
Hey,
I've never seen anybody, much less to dominate him on the ground like that. Like, holy
shit.
He
was hungry.
He beat the fuck out of him.
It's weird, man, because, like, I had a friend who's he started betting on fights. And he was asking me, like, Devin, who do you think is going to win this fight? And I'm like, man, I feel like Tyrone's due for that loss, man, but I didn't think it would be this match. But I'm like, it's going to happen. So it could be this one, but I wouldn't pick it. I should win with my gut.
Dude, he did,
man,
it so decisively, too, man.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, it was no
he
doubt.
He beat the shit out of Woodley. And props to Woodley for standing up and saying, you know what?
With a loaf of bread.
You know, like, Woodley stood up and said, dude, I don't have
like
no. He goes, I have no excuses. He beat me. He's the better man. I don't have no excuses. None of it, man. Like, that was a.
And they had an exchange on Twitter that was really cool. He hit up Tyrone and told him that, you know, it was all respect. And he appreciated it. And Tyrone was like, yeah, man, we got to run that again. It was just showtime this time. Like, it's showtime. And he was hungry. He deserved it because he wanted it. And he went for it.
You want a hot take prediction?
What's that?
Tyrone Woodley will never get another shot at that title.
I doubt it. I think he will.
Another shot ever?
He will never get another shot at that title.
I think he will.
Daniel White's been trying to get that belt off of him for the longest. He finally did it. Kobe Covington is going to be that next match for Usman.
So let's talk about
Tyrone
that.
Willie away from it.
Have you guys seen all the heat between them two? Shit, they almost fought when Usman got out of the cage, and then I saw a video on TMZ. They
Kobe
fucking,
Covington. He was trying to get. He,
well, let's talk about the fact that the Lakers aren't even going to the playoffs. Let's just put that in perspective. No, I'm just playing.
We want Kobe.
No, LeBron is the greatest player of all time, but this is not that kind of podcast. You know, we're not going off LeBron and Kobe.
But no, Kobe Covington, he's been trying to start shit with Tyrone Woodley for the longest. He's trying to chill Sonnen his way into a championship with a Donald Trump gimmick. That's what.
But you can't even argue though that he's top few contenders, whether it's talking or not.
No, I'm not denying that. But all I'm saying is that Tyrone Woodley's been a dominant champion, and why didn't he get an automatic rematch?
Oh, I agree. I think he should. But, if anyone should, it should be him. But I think
not
Kobe
happen.
Better be next in line after that.
But it's not going to happen. I think they've already announced that Usman's fighting Covington because Dana White's been trying to get that belt off of Tyrone Woodley for the longest.
I think they would have been. Honestly, though, although I definitely want to see Tyron get a rematch, dude, they'd be fucking fools if they didn't book that fight right now. With all the heat that's been all over social media and TMZ and everything else for that.
Talking about Covington and
yes.
Usman.
Why the fuck wouldn't they book that fight?
But you got to realize there was heat between Covington and Woodley for the longest, too. It's been.
Well, then, what if he beats Usman and then him and Woodley fight next?
Woodley's not getting another title shot, man. I'm telling you, Dana White has been trying to get that belt off of him. That's why he got Darren Till to go up against him, because he thought Darren Till coming down from a higher weight class would get the belt off of him. He's been trying to get that belt off of Tyrone Woodley, and he finally did it. He's going to do him like he did Mighty Mouse.
Nah.
Where's
Mighty Mouse is one of the best fighters pound for pound, man.
I agree.
A lot of credit and respect for what he's done.
Where's Mighty Mouse automatic rematch? He's defended that belt more than anybody in UFC history, and they traded him for Ben Askren, who looked like
they need a rematch
like somebody's
clause
dad fighting.
To an extent with champions. I think they should do a rematch clause like wrestling. Like, you lose your title, you should get a rematch clause to try to win your title back, at least one fight. You know,
right?
Do you think though?
They're doing the same thing to Cyborg.
I totally am cool with that. But do you think that there also should be something in there saying, like, it depends on how you lose, though? Because some people just get fucking waxed.
But when you've defended your...
No, Woodley, I'm not saying Woodley.
Let me ask you this. Do you really think that Conor McGregor can beat Jose Aldo's ass the way he did in that fight?
Again?
Like, for real. Yeah.
Well, now he could, but then, no.
If they had ran that back again, I would say no.
Jose would beat McGregor's ass. McGregor got a lucky punch. It was just that flash knockout, that perfect timing, at just that one punch. Anybody can get knocked out from that one.
Oh, yeah.
Punch.
I won't argue that because I was shocked punch. When he got knocked out.
Well, I will say this. The one thing that Conor McGregor did do is he got into Aldo's head and got him to fight outside of his normal pattern. That's what Conor's good at.
That's why Conor would be perfect in pro wrestling, because he could make motherfuckers mad.
Conor won a fight.
The second Diaz fight, which I still think is kind of questionable.
Yeah, it was questionable. Well, what do you guys think now that the word on the street, and Cerrone's basically confirmed it too, I hear it's going to be Cerrone versus McGregor. I think that that's got fireworks written all over it, but what do you guys think?
Oh, I'll be here for that. I would love to see that one.
I think that'd be a good fight.
I think they're going to beat the shit out of each other. I don't think there's going to be no ground nothing. Somebody's going
to kind of have to worry about getting taken to the ground.
What y'all think is next for Francis? Legato.
Another title match?
I feel like he's going to have to win one more before he gets a title shot. Especially with DC being the champ right now, I feel like he's going to have to win one more against a high-level name to do that. Also, before I forget, also, since we're talking about UFC 235, shout-out to past guest of the show, Cody Stamen, on getting him a big dub.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Shout-out.
But
hold on 1 second, y'all. Give me just 1 second, y'all. Just hold on.
Uh-oh.
I can only imagine what this is going to be.
Fuck. So while we wait for Tony to figure that out, I mean, what do you think, man?
I'm back.
All right, he's back.
I just want to say, unfortunately, we do not have enough time for Amanda Bobby Cooper. We just...
Dog.
There's just been a lot of technical issues lately, and we've been having issues with getting her back, but we apologize tonight. We just don't have enough time for her, guys. We really apologize about
this. This has been going on, what, 8 months?
Man... It just hasn't been enough time.
Damn phone lines.
It's gonna be crazy, like one of these times, like, you know, like Randy gets her on the line, like, you know, because she didn't call me first, she's just having to call Randy. She gets on the line, she's like, "Hey guys," and I'm like, "Oh, sorry, damn, we just don't have enough time." You know? Like, we need to get her on the show earlier. You know, we need to maybe, like, start a show out with her.
Hey, Kyle, even better idea. What if we get her in studio and be like, "You know what, man? Sorry, but we're running out of time."
Yo, that would be fucking wild.
You know what? Maybe not, because she is a trained fighter. She'd probably start kicking us in the head.
Hey, ring the bell, because Kyle has fought before, okay?
Bam.
I just want the record to show that the bell has rang more for Devin this show than me, just so it's out there.
Kyle, 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 Kyle. Bam, there we go.
You can't just do it for Kyle. You have to have reason. You're the one that you're there. You're going to be there. So.
I control the bell. Speaking of being there, hey, I'm going to be at Fastlane on Sunday. Bam.
Hey, Kyle, 5 minutes left. Start wrapping up.
So now that we've
introduced Randy.
Exactly.
If I gave him a silent clue or silent cue, he'd just announce it to everybody anyway. So I just
maybe like a ding ding on the bell, like ding, so we know it's like, okay, 5 minutes.
So now that we've covered all that, we've went through obviously the big match at Fastlane. Is there anything else you guys want to cover? Do you want to touch the whole thing with Asuka real quick?
There's a thing with Asuka.
Man, how the fuck has she not been? Mandy Rose, man, that's what I heard.
How the fuck is she not? She's not been on fucking TV in 3 weeks, and she's the champ, and she's about to have a title match, and shows up on TV to lose as the champ. Like, I don't know.
The SmackDown Women's Division. I mean, with Becky and Charlotte gone, it's just really like, who do you think would be the next champ?
So then, but why wouldn't
they could give it back to Naomi? You know, that's all I really see right now.
They are showing you the pecking order. Raw's number one, SmackDown's number two. Hey, these two people, Becky and Charlotte, are hot on SmackDown. Let's move them over to Raw. Let's just do that. Yep. That's how that goes. SmackDown's always the redheaded stepchild. No pun intended.
Unfortunately.
No, think about it. No pun intended. But they're always the redheaded stepchild. This is the way it is. Hey, you hot over there at SmackDown? Let's move you to Raw.
Well, what about the New Day?
I'd love to hear an argument to this one, Devin.
Hey, Raw's tag team division sucks. They're going to need some tag teams from Raw.
I mean, like, the New Day got hot on Raw and was sent to SmackDown.
Yeah, but they started to get stale for a little bit, and they moved them over to SmackDown.
I can't give you that one.
You can't. Oh, all right. Well, unfortunately, we don't have enough time to debate that. But let's go ahead.
Amanda Bobby Cooper.
Let's go ahead and start wrapping this up, Mr. Thunder. Why don't you go ahead and throw your
social media. I forgot my earphones.
You forgot your earphones. What do you need earphones for?
For my job. I'm on my way to work.
I have headphones all the time at work.
Well, yeah. I got to go suplex somebody.
Well, yeah, go ahead and throw your social medias in the announcements.
Find me, catch me if you can, catch me when you can. World Stars. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but me and Sean Taylor had a tag match just this past Saturday, like the day before yesterday. We had a one-on-one match because, you know, we both thought we deserved a title shot for the number one contendership for the PWK championship. And we shook hands. We had a great match, you know, steel sharpened steel, you know, and it was a great match. You know, I just wanted to put him out there. Shout out to Sean. But I also want to shout out that at the end of the match, he caught a stunner cutter. And I'm not laughing.
But I am.
No, I'm serious. I stunner cuttered his ass, took my Rat Pack shirt, and laid it on top of him. So who knows where that's going. But what I can tell you is that the World Stars, it's our turn. And we will get social media soon. The World Stars about to get social media soon, so look out for that. And, you know, I just got a question to ask y'all before I get out of here. And that's who the baddest?
World Stars.
Damn right. See y'all.
Peace.
Hell yeah. Talking about stunners, how about Velveteen Dream hitting all them stunners at NXT Detroit this weekend?
That was great, man. Everybody doing see, man, Ricochet, man. We don't have enough time. I'm going to leave it alone. Let's just say I'm not a fan anymore.
What?
He threw a bobby pin at my friend.
Shut the fuck up.
He did, man.
Don't be a bitch.
Tell him not to be a bitch. Shout out throwing bobby pins. Fuck Ricochet, man. Will Ospreay. That's my guy. Kyle, why don't you go ahead and throw yourself.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout at Detroit NOKOUT. Make sure you're following the show, like we said before, Knockouts and Three Counts Podcast on Facebook, on Twitter and Instagram at KO3CPod. And if you're going to be at WWE Live SmackDown Little Caesars this Saturday, I'm going to be there. So,
hand slipped, my bad.
So, Mr. Bell Guy over there's plenty for you this weekend, too. So, yeah. If you're going to be there, let me know you're coming. We'll link up somewhere. We'll be down there somewhere. So, with that said, fuck your couch.
And I am Devin. You can find me on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinThe63. You can find me on Instagram at Allstate No Sizzle. Make sure you check out the Reality Era news page where we talk wrestling and now. Next week, we're working on a guest from BCWA. We got a guy in mind. Don't want to announce it quite yet. Make sure you check out our social medias, and we will let you know who's coming up. Hey, if you're going to be in Cleveland this weekend for Fastlane, hit me up. I'll be there. What else am I doing this weekend? Oh, I'm going to an independent show, OCW in Akron. Don't really know too many people on the car except for a nice young lady by the name of Queen Amanada, who I would love to have on a show one day. Matter of fact, they got a show coming up this Friday in Riverview. It's an all-women show. So, hey, if you're going to be down there for that, tell her I said hi. And I'll see her on Saturday. Anything else? We good? Oh, BCWA next week. Make sure you check it out. Ain't That a Kick in the Head is the name of the show. March 16th at the Copa Center in Wyandotte. Hey, we're here. We're there every time. So make sure you come out and say hi to us and watch some good wrestling. Do we have a sponsor? I know. I just did what Kyle normally does. My bad.
I don't know. Do you?
Check out Matthew Hargrave Chevrolet, mhchevy.com. Say hi to Anthony. He'll hook you up with a car. I don't get anything for that. That's just me being nice because he hooked me up with a really good car. But if anybody would like to sponsor us, make sure you hit up us on all our social media, KO3CPod on everything, blah, blah, blah. With all that being said, until next time, take care of yourself.
Fuck your couch.
I'm going to be really inspirational, man. Take care of yourself and each other. Bye.
Okay, Montel.
That was Jerry Springer.